Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 26 kuzibandlela 2018 nguntungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Bazele into leyi bayicatha kuyenza 2015. Bethathela amazalukazi amabili. Amazalukazi amaningi kakhulu angatholi ukudla. Asebenza nzima ebekufike bengakwanisi ukuzenzela.
Ukubandlululwa kwabantu ekwabiweni kokudla ngendaba zombusazwe kufike kusipanga esibi namhla ngemva kokuba amalunga e-MDCT alichumi lane alambileyo ebotshiwe ebubi ku-Ward 4 ngemva kokuhluthuna isaka lerayisi ekade iphiwa abebandla leZANU-PF kuphela.
Bazele into leyi bayicatha kuyenza 2015. Bethathela amazalukazi amabili. Amazalukazi amaningi kakhulu angatholi ukudla.
Impilakahle kamongameli we-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai ibikwa isikusimo esibi kakhulu kwele South Africa lapho elatsha khona. Akwelinye icele ibandla lakhe libe lombuthano wokumthandazela eHarare. Kambe unkosikazi Grace Mkabe engaba engudokotela wezemfundo owamanga na izakhamizi zeHarare zithi kacutshungulwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ukwabiwa kokudla kukhangelwa ukuthi umuntu usekela liphi ibandla kufike kusipanga esibi namhla ngemva kokuba amalunga ebandla le-MDCT alichumi lane ebotshiwe ebubi ku-Ward 4 esetheswa icala lokutshontsha ngemva kokuhluthuna isaka lerayisi ebisabelwa abantu kulindawo izolo. Abasekeli be-MDCT laba bathi irayisi le ibimele yabelwe wonke umuntu kodwa ibinikwa amalunga eZANU-PF kuphela. Yikho nje besuke bahluthuna isaka. Amapolisa abakhulule ntambama njalo athi azababiza ngokuya kwesikhathi. Sixoxele unkosazana Chithekile Khupe omunye wabasolwa laba ngemva kokukhululwa kwakhe.
Bazele into leyi bayicatha kuyenza 2015. Bethathela amazalukazi amabili. Amazalukazi amaningi kakhulu angatholi ukudla. Asebenza nzima ebekufike bengakwanisi ukuzenzela. Kodwa sebesebenza ngokuncedwa ngabanye abantu. So sasesivuthuthi amasaka lana sadonsa isaka eli-1. Kade singalidonseli ukuthi isaka leliyana silihle. Besilidonsela ukuthi sibazise ubuhlungu. Bayomangala indaba leyi ibe sihamba umhlaba wonke bekwazi ukuthi yiyo into abahlala beyenza.
Kuthweseliyahamba njani-ke icala lenu?
Icala lethu kuthiwe lisamelele umemba nchazi umananga Tuesday nedikazaphinda besizi ngoba sikhiye amafoni ekhona ngalo.
Lathatha amabele lerayisi kumbe lathatha irayisi kuphela?
Thina sithethe isaka lerayisi izolo ekuseni mhlaka-25 imota ithe sifonisa amabele. Bavela batho bancitsha abantu abaningi bathi khona antsho lina abanye benu batshonta irayisi.
Unkosazana Chithekile Khupe ngomunye wabasekeli be-MDCT abake babotshwa namhla ebubi ku-Ward 4 besetheswa icala lokweba isaka lerayisi. Impilakahle kamongameli webandla le-MDCT ibikwa isikusimo esibi kwele South Africa lapho elatshwa khona umkhuhlane wemvukuzane. Iphephandaba le-News Daily lithi uTswangirai usesehluleka khona ukukhuluma. Lokhu kwenzakala abenhlanganiso ye-MDC Veterans Activists Association kubandla le-MDCT benze umhlangano wokuthandazela uTswangirai. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Amalunga alihlanganiso kanye labafundisi abavele kumabandla ehlukeneyo ezokholo lwesiKristu bekhokhelwa ngumfundisi Lawrence Berejena bebecula ingoma zokucela umdala ukuba angenele kwezokugula kukaTsvangirai. Umkhosi lo wenzelwe esigodlweni sebandla eHarvest House. Umfundisi Berejena utshelela umsakazi ukuba bakubone kufanele baqhubele umthandazo ngoba kunguNkulunkulu kuphela olamandla okwelapha lokusilisa abagulayo. UBerejena uthi ngumsebenzi wamakholwa labafundisi ukuthandazela inkokheli elizweni ukuze balandele indlela yeBhayibhili. Wengeze esithi ilizwe likulesi simo nje kungoba iningi yenkokheli kwezokholo iphambuke kumsebenzi wayo okukhokela kikho konke okwenzakala elizweni okubalisa inkokheli yelizwe. Omunye wabakhokele ekuqoqweni kwalombuthano ngunkosikazi Trainer Ruzidzo, yena ongunobhala enhlanganisweni yeVeterans Activist Association. Unkosikazi Ruzidzo ulandise phezu kwalomkhosi ngalombuthano.
Umbuthano okhona namhla ukhokhelwe ngamaveterans bathandazela upresident owe-MDC part owe-MDC Alliance ongazi kahle, sikhulekela ukuthi aze kahle.
U-Apostle Menas Moyo webandla lezokholo ele Wave of Grace Apostolic Mission eseHarare laye uphe imbono yakhe.
Namhlanje sizethemba nokuthi uRichard Morgan Tsvangirai wadube ngenxa yelizwe leli leZimbabwe. Namhlanje sizethemba nokuthi uzoachieva njalo uzocelebrata ubukhulu bakaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu esemsizile ezempolisini.
Umoyo uthi lokho abakwenzayo kusekelwa ngumbhalo ukuba babothandazela inkokheli zelizwe lalapho into zimi kuhle kakhulukazi nxa zimi manzonzo. Abanye babangenela umhlangano yenkokheli ye-MDCT ebalisa umsekeli kamgcini sihlalo umnumzana Morgan Komichi omela imfakose edalela ephalamende unkosikazi Paulina Mbariwa labanye kanye lamalunga emuli yakuTsvangirai ebalisa umfowabo uManase. Abafundisi abaze kulo mkhosi bona babalisa umfundisi Casbert Makore we-Adonai Ministries, umfundisi Watson Furai, umfundisi Muroiwa, umfundisi Douglas Mambure, u-Apostle Menas Moyo, uBishop Lovemore Sithole, uBishop White, kanye laye umfundisi Lawrence Bere, onguyena obekhokela lomthandazo. UTsvangirai nguye njalo wakhethwa ukukhokela umanyano wamabandla ayisikhombisa athiwa yi-MDC Alliance. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Umsakazo weStudio 7 uthanda ukuthatha leli thuba lokubonga lina balaleli bethu ngokusisekela okweminyaka yonke le. Njalo sizimisele ukulethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe insuku zonke. Sithanda njalo ukulazisa kubana sesengezelele inhlelo zethu. Sesilohlelo ngo-6:30 ekuseni phezu kwalolo oluphuma ngo-7:30 ntambama. Lilakho-ke usixhuma kusukisela ngomvulo siya ngolwesihlanu kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave laku-short wave ku-4930 13860 15460 15580 laku-6080. Lingakhohlwa njalo uhlelo lwe-live talk kusukisela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ngo-8 PM ntambama.
Amabandla ezombusazwe asekhuthaze izizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi zivikele impumela yokhetho oluzayo ukwenqabela izehlakalo zokhetho luka-2008, kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni obuqoqwe lugatsha lwezokhetho izekhi kobulawayo namhla ukuze lwazise uZulu ngelungelo lakhe lokungaphi omunye umuntu inombolo zamaphepha atshengisa ukuba umuntu ubhalisile kuluhlu lwabavoti. Umqoqi wenhlelo zebandla le-MDCT umnumzana Abednego Bebe utshela lumhlangano ukuthi abantu bengavumi ukhetho lusebiwa umongameli Mnangagwa ngendlela abenza ngayo ngomnyaka ka-2008. Evumelana lomnumzana Bebe, umgcini sihlalo wezaphu ezansi emandebeleni umnumzana Matthew Sibanda uthi ibandla leZANU-PF lijwayele ukweba ukhetho ngendlela eziphansi njalo amanye amabandla engavumi ukuthi ukhetho ludluliselwe phambili kumbe kube lokuluphazamisayo.
Thina kuhlelo lwe-BVR lama-election olokuthi khona izano e-cabinet minister kaMnangagwa ekhokhelwa ngumnangagwa eplana ubana ama-election adlulise aye phambili nge-3 years elandelayo. Asivumelani lalo, sisekela i-MDC layo ethi khona ekuvumeli iredi ukuthi iye kuma-election.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Chuma, umqeqeshi wegodlayo Community Development Trust, uthi ukhetho oluzayo lunika abantu ithuba lokuvota kuhle, kodwa sebesola uhlelo lwebandla elibusayo lokuthatha inombolo zamagwaliba abantu asebebhalise ukuvota.
Ukhetho oluzayo sibona ngani lunika abantu ithuba lokuthi bakhethe amabandla abafuna ukuvotela kumbe ukwasekela. Kodwa uhlupho sizwa kuthiwa kulabantu ababonakala befosa abantu ukuthi babanike ama-voter registration slips bencindezela phansi ama-serial numbers. Okuyikho okungekho emthethweni ngoba amapholisa aselethe umlayezo ukuthi ababonakala besiza njalo baripotwe ukuze babotshwe. Njalo sabona lezeki futhi iqonqosela ukuthi baziza njalo baripotwe ukuze babotshwe. Sibona ngani khonoko ukuthi kube sekusibale kunjalo, asazi ukuthi bakwenza lokho befunani bejongene. Kodwa sibona intonyaka kungapho sikunika ithuba abantu ukuthi bavote kuhle kungeladlame.
IZimbabwe iphakathi kohlelo lokubhalisa abantu ukuvota kusetshenziswa uhlelo lwe-BVR ukuze baphume loluhlu lwabantu abazavota. Sikhuluma nje inani lasebebhalise ukuvota seledlule kancane izigidi ezinhlanu, i-5 million, loba nje bekukhangelelwe ukuthi kubhalise abantu abayizigidi eziyisikhombisa. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usethembise ukuba abamazwe angentshonalanga bazeza bazohlola ukuqhutshwa kokhetho obesokungasenziwa kuminyaka edluleyo. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Izakhamizi zakobulawayo zithi uhulumende kumele akhangele udaba lwenkohlakalo ngeso lokhozi ngesikhathi abaphathintambo bakahulumende beveza sobala ukuthi balinotho enganani njalo lokhu bakwenze mgceke, hatshi ensitha njengalokhu okuthiwa bamele bakwenze. Kubika uBathabile Masuku.
Lokhu kuvele emhlanganweni obuqoqwe izinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezigoqela e-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, le-National Youth Development Trust lezinye ezimbalwa. Izakhamuzi zikhulume kabanzi ngobandlululo kanye lobugwelegwele obubulala umhlubulo weMandebeleni, bethi kufanele uhulumende achaze ukuthi abantu abaphiwa inyanga ezintathu ukubuyisela imali abayisusa elizweni besiyayigcina ngaphandle kwelizwe ngobani njalo balethe malini. Ekhuluma emhlanganweni lo umqondisi wenhlelo zenhlanganiso ye-Transparency International Zimbabwe, unkosikazi Sibona Kuhle Ncube, uthi uZulu ufisa ukuthi uhulumende ahloniphe isisekelo sombuso kungakhethwa amasela abotshwayo, njalo kubotshwe ikakhulu amasela atshontsha imali lempahla eningi, hatshi okuncane njengalokhu okwenzakalayo.
Kulesifiso sokuthi uma impela mpela uhulumende eqinisile ukuthi ubugwelebhwele kabufuni uyananzelela ukuthi bulimaza njani impila kahle yoluntu lweZimbabwe, sicela ukuthi ayibambe iconstitution aqinise kube yikuthi umthetho ubanjwa njengomthetho. Ukubotshwa kwabantu abalobugwelegwele, especially grand corruption, ingabi lenketha yabechabe.
Umqoqi wenhlelo ze-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, umnumzana Thulani Mswelanto, uthi injongo yomhlangano lo ngeyokuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe zenelise ukukhuluma imbono yazo mayelana lobugwelegwele phambi kweziphathamandla zikahulumende ukuze kuthathwe amanyathelo athizwe ngabo.
Imeeting le esenza namhla kobulawayo, it's one of the ekuqala senze ARR, I think the reason why sesidecide ukwenza ama-meetings lawa ukuthi sibona abantu becomplaina ukuthi uhulumende lo omutsha ubopha abantu abanye, abanye uyabashiya. In fact, ababotshwayo bangikhona ngabe faction leyana ekhitshwayo kamgabe yayi-G40. So kule wari ukuthi mangaya sisithi sifuna ukukhipha i-corruption, then i-corruption yangikhona kumele ibe spread across all sectors and also include almost everyone.
UZulu usola kakhulu ukubotshwa kwamalunga ohlangothi olulodwa olwe G40 kuZanu PF olwalusekela unkosikazi Grace Mugabe kungela ngitsho oyedwa ohlangothi lo Lacoste olwalusekela uMnangagwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Umongameli wakwelemelika umnumzana Donald Trump namhla wethule amazwi yakhe emhlanganweni wezamabhizimusi oweWorld Economic Forum eDavos kweleSwitzerland esithi ilizwe lakhe lilungele ukwenza amabhizimusi lamanye amazwe kodwa uthe okweMelika yikho okuza kuqala. Kesizwe amazwi akhe.
We cannot have free and open trade if some countries exploit the system at the expense of others. We support free trade, but it needs to be fair and it needs to be reciprocal.
Ungeke kwabalo ukukhululeka kokuthengiselana nxa abantu besenza santando. Thina sisekela ukukhululeka kwezokuthengiselana. Kumele abantu basihloniphe ngalokho. Ukuthengiselana okungelanhlonipho kwenza ukuthi singaphilisani kahle. Ilizwe lweMelika kalisuze likhangele eceleni abantu besenza santando. Kusobala ukuthi bakhona abatshontsha okulotshwe ngabanye abantu lokunye okufanayo. Wonke lokhu kwenza ukuthi kungabi lokuthengiselana kahle emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Lokhu kubhidliza amabhizimusi njalo kuphambanisa izisebenzi.
We will enforce our trade laws and restore integrity to our trading system. Only by insisting on fair and reciprocal trade can we create a system that works not just for the U.S., but for all nations. As I have said, the United States is prepared to negotiate mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreements with all countries. This will include the countries in TPP, which are very important. We have agreements with several of them already. We would consider negotiating with the rest, either individually or perhaps as a group, if it is in the interests of all.
Lawa bekungamazwi kamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump. Ulife Talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngohlelo lokubamba abangela maphepha okuhlala okusemthethweni kwele South Africa iOperation Fiela. Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Inkokheli yamazwe e-Afrika ithe kwaqa kwele Ethiopia lapho ehlaziya khona indaba esiphathelane lezwekazi le-Afrika phansi kwendikimba ethi ukuqeda udubo lwenkohlakalo. Umkhokheli webandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele-ANC umnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa uzama ukususa umongameli Jacob Zuma esihlalweni kodwa ufuna ukwenza lokho ngokuhlakanipha ukuze engacunuli abasekeli bakaZuma. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje umqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uMadinda Ndlovu uthi kumele kuvuselelwe isiko ukuze iqembu leli livuke kwathu liqale njalo ukuphakamisa izicoco njengayizolo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Ekhuluma le ntathe lezindaba zemidlalo okwakuqala selokhu eqatshwe ukuba umqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uMadinda uthe iqembu leli lilendlela yalo elaliyilandela kudala lisadla amahabula okumele ivuselelwe ukuze liphakame njalo.
The idea is to try and get back to the correct path. Icebo esisebenza ngalo yikuba iqembu leli libuyele endleleni eqondileyo. Siphendukise imikhuba lamasiko ethu njengeqembu leHighlanders eyokwenza izinto ngendlela ethile. Sikhangelele ikusasa yeqembu yikho sizama ukuqhuba uhlelo oluzakwenza ukuba imikhuba lamasiko eqembu kugcile impande ukuze yiloba ngubani ozaqhatshwa ngemva kwami afike ehambe ngonyawo lunye.
Abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bakhalaze kakhulu emhlanganweni oqhutshwe ekuqaleni kwanyakenye, bekhala ngokuba leli qembu kumele lisebenzise abadlali abasakhulayo njalo abakhulele kulo. UMadinda yena ovele ulendumela yokusebenza labafana abasacathulayo.
Iqhatshwe ukuba ngumqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders ngaphiwa umlando wokulivuselela siphendukise insuku zakudala lapho elalichaya khona eziwayo. Akusoze kube lula kodwa kungumsebenzi wethu ukuphuma leqembu elizancintisa lenze abalandeli bebuye ngobuningi babo ukuzobukela enkundleni.
UMadinda yena othathe isikhundla yabesilomqeqeshi odabuka kwele Holland u-Errol Akbi usebenza ndawonye loMandla Mpofu kanye lomelusi Mabaleka Sibanda kuthi okhangela abafana nguvezi igama Dlodlo. Umqeqeshi wabo Nozinti akakazakali kodwa isiphathamandla seqembu leHighlanders uNhlanhla Dube uthe uza kuba khona ngokuhamba kwesikhathi. Iqembu leBhoso selilensuku ezimbalwa liqaliseyo amalungiselelo alo alo nyaka njalo iningi labafana abakhona ngabasakhulayo ngemva kokuba lehlukane labadlali asebekhulile abagoqela uThenda Ingulube, u-Allen Katsikwa, u-Eric Mutsingwa, u-Ralph Matema kanye loSimon Munawa. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo ngingujoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje sihamba legabazi emculweni we-jazz. Undingo Jowa oyisizalwane sakwele Botswana kodwa othandwa kakhulu emazweni achiyeneyo agoqela eZimbabwe ikakhulu esigabeni sePlumtree ngoba ehlabela ngolimi lwesikhalanga. Ujowa uqale ukugxila impande njengomhlabeleli ntolontolo mpela ngeminyaka yabo 1970 ehlabela esontweni kwazo kuthi ngeminyaka yabo 2000 waseqala ke ukukhithiza amadlalate kuze kube lamhlanje selamadlalate ayisikhombisa. Abadala bathi umuntu okhona kakhulunyelwa njengedlozi. Nango uJowa.
Ngimundingo Jowa ngizala eBotswana. Ngizihlabelisa lapha ngiyaziwa kakhulu khonapha eBotswana, eSouth Africa, eZimbabwe, eChina, Sweden lase-German kingafika khona kodwa kaningi khonapha ekhaya kakhulu.
Uqalise nini ukuhlabela?
Ngaqala sengumfana omncane kakhulu ngangichaya okungama-drums lokuncane lokufana nama-gelon tins. Ngangathi ngangazwi ingoma yechaya semncane kakhulu ngizwi ingoma yechaya kuphela ngiyabelani sengilandelela ngilokhu chaya njani. But kuthe insuku zokuzisiya ngabe sengiziyenzela lami okungama-makeshift guitars okwenziwa ngama-three wires lokhona okuyosebenzisa ama-tins. Ngabe sengilokhu ngichaya njani. Ngenxa sengikhulule ngiqeda isikolo ngabe sengingena isontweni yokuthi ayi-Baptist Church khona baba nama-missionaries abezenge-America. Ngifundisile ukuze extreme guitar kusuka lapho abe lokhu ngihlabela kodwa nje lokhu ngihlabela usalukazi wangikhulisayo ugogo ubengathandi abantu abathaya amakatara wayenxangenza ukungamagitar nxangevele kuyoluza ntolaize chaye wawo ahlephuna ngalahlilala phala laphaya ngasuka ngathi ntshapho umfazi ngithatha umfazi naye wayebengathanda ukuthi ngithaya amagitar ecanga ukuthi nxangenza sikwangishiya abantwana ngihamba la makatala ngasalokhu ngasananzela abantwana kodwa after some time ngama-2001 azithatha umusic very serious ngicalisa ukwenza i-albhamu kuthiwa Ponda Nyama yibo lapha ngicalisa khona
Ponda Nyama Mananso ke lingoma
Lakalangawe yendani kamanyangwa Una kumbila vulaine Ponaniwe banavenyo Banulala vaka sunga kumba Muti to kumbe la kumuni Torella To kumbe la kumuni
Okwamanje uJowa uphakathi kokuqoqa idlalate lakhe lesishiya kalombili elizaphuma kumaviki ambalwa alandelayo.
Isihloko sayizayibizwa ukuthiwa ngombe zilimbili kumbe thithi ningawana ngombe zilimbili.
Ukhuluma ngani ke kuleyo ngo?
Mana nguzilimbijane uyezwa?
Yebo.
Akuyizwa ukuthi ihamba njani.
Ukugqiba ingxoxo yethu umazibani ongathanda ukuba tshiyela wona abantu abaseZimbabwe abakhona ngapho kwele Botswana ikakhulu ngendaba zamasiko kanye ledlalade lakho lele libuyayo
hayi kuphela balingwe kalanga sigulebetsa kasimisa tichikukuze chende pejugwi walozi kwagwe bana bazivuti bona kudanga ibanenda poyi
ingwenya undingo Jowa ephuma ke enkundleni ngale ethi chalibeki
hey olele chalibeki kimi matata nini
antomo
inoba yokulani keni
chalibeki
utolongo mbe yangu
Tachilombe lokunyula ndingo Jowa ehlabelake kamnandi egqiba uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje yingwenya likhangeleke idlalate lakhe liyeza ekupheleni kwalinyanga lingakhuthwa ukuziqhiba esosuku esikhangele ebezihamba phambili impila kahle kamongameli webandla leMDC umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ibikwa ikusimo esibi kodwa yena uyakulandula lokhu wanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo untungameli Nkomo lilale
siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m kusvika na 7:30 p.m
apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
lilani
murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.